The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
What a heartbreaker for the Cats. Welcome to the MCG Sunday afternoon. It might have been the entree last night. Geelong and Brisbane was a top of the table tussle. The MCG today, Richmond and the West Coast. Plenty to talk about, but we're going to put it all on hold. Darren Berry in the host chair, Benny Casanelli alongside me, Heath Buck and Pete Ryan in the box, and Sean Higgins is on his way. That's the team assembled for this big one today, West Coast and Richmond. I'll talk more about that in a moment, because on the line, straight off the top today to dissect what happened last night, one of the Cats' better players and what a champ he is. Harry Taylor's been kind enough to join us, even though they went down last night. Harry, thanks so much for joining us on K-Rock.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Hope you enjoyed the game. It was a pretty special one. Unfortunately, for Cats fans, wasn't the result we were looking for, but certainly one of those great games I think you remember once your career's finished.
No doubt about it. It was heartbreak for the Cats for sure, and the boys spoke with Paddy Dangerfield, and we got a sense of the real disappointment last night. Could you just for a moment, and more importantly, Harry, for our listeners who are, you know, passionate Geelong fans, what was the feeling in the dressing room last night after the old Lincoln McCarthy took a hanger and then put a knife into the heart of the Cats players and supporters?
Yeah, I'll certainly speak for myself first. I was just shattered. It was one of those games where it was really finals-like, the intensity and the way that the game was actually played. Everything was very hard fought. Goals were at a premium. And unfortunately, when we were 17 points up, to go down in the fashion we did, that's probably the most disappointing part. When you establish a reasonable lead in the last quarter, good sides need to go on and complete the deal. And unfortunately, we just couldn't quite sort of scrounge another goal, and we just sort of lost a bit of momentum around the stoppages. And then just some fundamental basic areas in defence late, unfortunately, hurt us and allowed Lincoln to take a really good mark, and he kicked a fantastic goal.
Harry, I don't want to labour the point. Obviously, it's one game of footy and the Cats have had a very good season. There's still a lot to look forward to for all of us in September. But when the siren sounded, and I didn't call it last night, but I obviously had a look, and I watched you do a lap of the centre square. Can you take us back as to, was it contemplating how you let that one slip, or what was happening in your mind, Harry?
Yeah, I was. That's something I do a little bit when I need to alleviate some frustration. Tend to try to just go for a bit of a stroll to get my breathing back down. The heart rate's pretty high, unfortunately, at the end of the game. There's a lot of angry emotion. So I find I'll probably work best if I just try to, you know, do a slow lap of the square, get away from the rest of the group just for a moment, try to catch my breath and let some of that emotion out. You've probably seen me being quite vocal with myself as I walk that lap. If you are zoomed in, it's just a matter of for me, being able to vent away from the team where the team doesn't need to sort of see that sort of stuff, and really let my emotion out before I get back in the room so I can control myself a bit more.
Harry, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Always generous with your time. When you go down by a point against a team on the road and a team that's in the top four, obviously you do a lot right as a footy team on the day. For you guys, I suppose, it's drilling down on what didn't go so well for you in terms of that improvement. Now you've only got a short window to turn things around for finals. But just the stoppages, you mentioned it in your first response. I think they kicked 5 of their 10 goals from forward half stoppages, including 2 that came from stoppages really close to your own goal. I suppose that's an area where you can focus on, something that you guys can control as a team going forward.
Yeah, so we look at our opposition forward 50 stoppages pretty closely, an area we need to get better at. Brisbane actually kicked 2 goals a game on average from their forward 50 stoppages, so they're one of the better teams in that area. Clearly, you can see from yesterday, their movement is just amazing. Charlie Cameron, Lyon, these types of players, they just get on the move and make it very difficult for you to put your body on them. So that is certainly an ongoing focus area for us. And the stoppages in general, again, is probably another area of ongoing improvement we need to work really hard on. I think we've got better the last couple of weeks. Pritchard's helped us at times. I'm not sure what the answer is going forward there. But just being able to do the fundamentals in that area, forward and back, for the entire 120 minutes or whatever the game time is probably the biggest learning out of the game for us going forward.
Obviously, you know, you mentioned there the conundrum for the Cats in terms of the ruck and taking Blitzarves out, who is a pillar alongside yourself in defence. Do you notice when Mark's not there? I mean, you guys, in terms of your defensive matchups, you were fantastic on Hipwood. Kolodziejczyk completely shut out McStay. Those two guys didn't kick a goal. So defensively, those matchups worked for you. But, you know, just the ruck situation and not having blitzers, what are your thoughts around that so close to finals?
Yeah, it's tough. It is hard. I'm actually watching the VFL at the moment. We've got Zach Smith out here and Reece Danley both playing, probably swapping more sort of ruck and forward. But Blitz is an amazing defender. He's had a fantastic couple of seasons in that role. He really commits to the role and he's able to play on our best player. The opposition's best player most weeks. Do a great job. But he does also give us something different around the ball, which other players can't. And that's his running ability, his ability to follow up. And also potentially, you know, play a role down back for us at times throughout the game as that sort of spare player. So these are the sort of things that the coaches, I'm sure, will be having, you know, a lot of discussions about, things that are probably keeping up at night, to be honest. But I love him as a defender, but I also love what he can bring around the ball. And the way that Lockie Henderson's been playing makes that conundrum even harder because he's been fantastic in defence for us as well.
Harry, Peter Ryan here. Bad luck yesterday. Just you mentioned, obviously, you led by 17 points midway through the last quarter. On reflection, what could you have done as a defensive group? I mean, watching on telly a couple of times, Charlie Cameron was one out with Jed Buse. Is there anything that you immediately think you could have done better?
Just the fundamentals. That's the main thing. So if there's a chance to spoil the ball, you spoil the ball and make sure it goes forward and towards the boundary. If there's an opportunity to take a body, you make sure you take the body to allow the other players to jump and contest. It's these basic, I mean, they seem basic, but these fundamentals under pressure are the biggest learning for us. And that's what finals are about. It's about the team that does the fundamentals the longest under the most pressure. So that's certainly the takeaway from our end as defenders for sure.
And last year you went into the finals with two relatively soft wins no wins easy, but you won by 100 points. Do you think a game like yesterday can have you better prepared for this final series?
Oh, for sure. It was a really intense game. The pressure within the game was as high as I've played in for some time. So from that respect, the guys that perhaps haven't played many finals for the Geelong Cats have now been exposed to what it's going to be like. And that's certainly a real positive. What is, in the short term, important is that we recover really well, because from these big games, you tend to get a few players that are sore and sorry. So you need to make sure all your professionalism comes to the fore and you recover well, because we've got to front up and make sure we play really well against Carlton before we start worrying about what happens and all the permutations of the finals.
Harry, when you lose, you tend to focus on some negatives. A couple of positives from yesterday's game. I know it's obviously, you know, you're disappointing when you lose like that, but there were some positives. And early on in the season, part of Geelong's, you know, MO was tackle pressure. And yesterday, Atkins and Delhaus had 21 tackles between them. That sort of stuff is a huge positive, because probably not against those individuals, but the way the ball was being moved at times in recent weeks, it made it difficult for those guys to get the tackle pressure on, but it was certainly there yesterday.
Yeah, well, I love that sort of stuff from all of our forwards, particularly those small half forwards. They're sort of guys who some weeks get more tackles than they do kicks and handballs, and I'm more than happy with that as a teammate, because the pressure that they put on makes my job behind the ball a hell of a lot easier. And Tommy Atkins probably led that area, I thought. He was fantastic with his tackle pressure, has been for most of the season. Even Gaz, as a 35-year-old, having sort of 10 tackles last week, it's just sort of the standard that we expect from all those half-forward players at AFL and VFL level, because it does set up our game.
Did you feel the temperature yesterday? I mean, in the last quarter, particularly the last 6 or 7 minutes of the game, it was played predominantly in the Lions' half of the Gabba, and I think you were down about 23 or 24 contested possessions in the final quarter. They had about 30 or 40 more disposals. Did you feel the pinch? Because going from 11 or 12 to 28 is certainly a huge difference.
Yeah, it was certainly pretty hot out there. Not as hot as I expected. It was a bit hotter sort of about 10 o'clock in the day. The sun was at full beam that time of the day, but it did seem to sort of fade a little bit as the game went on. I mean, the heat certainly wasn't a factor from my point of view. Maybe I can't speak for all the players, but we knew it was going to be hot. We do work in the sauna and other sort of methods throughout the week to prepare. We had fans, we had towels, so and we do pre-season in relatively hot weather as well, so... from that point of view, although we were under a fair bit of pressure, I'm sure they were sort of feeling the heat as much as us.
Speaking of Harry Taylor, the Geelong defender last night after their one-point loss, thanks to Prestige Jaco, our pre-match interviews. Harry, last night after the game, was it the coach's message? Was it one of the senior players that maybe had a word to the group? I liked your messages before. Do the basics better under pressure. And we often see, you know, in finals when pressure comes, people go outside of their game that's made you so successful. Was there any other messages from the coach last night?
No, not really. That's probably the main one. Just you've got to get to a stage at this AFL level where all your instincts become very much about what the basics and the fundamentals are, because under pressure, you're going to revert back to what those instincts normally are. So if your instincts are taking you to wrong places, well, you need to train more, you need to train harder to actually turn those instincts into good behaviours that are going to actually help the team. So that's why you do pre-season, and that's why we train for 4 months over the pre-season to actually start to get these instincts to actually reflect what the team needs. And unfortunately, just for a very short period in the game, we weren't able to deliver on that, but that's the biggest learning and something which we can hopefully sort of portray to the rest of the group how important that is.
Harry, you've had a great season, proving once again what a player you are. Have you turned your attention at all to what your thoughts are about what you might do next year, whether you play on or whether you, you know, move off into the sunset? Have you given it any thought?
Not really, no. We sort of sat down. I sat down with Stephen Wells a few weeks ago, and we both just sort of, we always have a chat about golf and other things, but we made it a little bit more serious and spoke about what's going to happen next year. And we said, let's just wait till the end of the season. He was happy with that. I was happy with that, so it's just a matter of getting through the year and then sitting down and working it out. I probably deliberately haven't let myself wander into that space. I've been really focused on just trying to stay in the present as much as I can. That's helped me play better football. I have a pretty active mind, which likes to think about things, and I've sort of been trying to control that as much as I can, limit the amount of thought to go through my head, and that's been able to help me play better football.
You've had a fantastically consistent season, Harry. What do you say to somebody like a Jed Buse? I thought he actually played reasonably well yesterday, yet his opponents kicked 5 goals. He's such a player, Charlie Cameron. But Busey did some good things, and unfortunately just the cards didn't fall his way.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? When someone has apparently 10 shots on goal, it didn't feel like it, but from what I read, he had 10 shots on goal, kicked 5. And I thought actually Busey played really well. I mean, he was one-on-one. They isolate Cameron inside the whole 50, which is a very hard role as a defender, especially when you're playing on someone with his speed. It's, if you actually can get hold of the game like we do and you get the chance to see Charlie Cameron from behind the goals, just unbelievable how quick he is and how powerful he is. And that's something that I probably didn't realise until I watched a fair bit of him closely. Maybe we could have helped Busey a little bit more at times, but the way they set up made it very difficult for us to do that. We just had to back Busey in, and for the most part, I did a fantastic job. Clearly, we would have loved to have negated Cameron a bit more, but it was pretty hard work for Busey in all that space.
We were talking last night at Paddy Dangerfield, and we said, you know, you could sense the disappointment in his voice, and, you know, we can sense the disappointment in yours even, you know, 24 hours after the game yesterday. But it's, you know, the vibrancy and the energy within the group. I suppose the senior players now during the week ensure that the group stays focused. You're still in a wonderful position, and you've worked too hard to sort of let it fall apart on the back of a really disappointing and frustrating loss.
Yeah, we've probably been playing better football the last few weeks. There's a patch there where we might have been, you know, winning one, losing one, which sort of has been the trend. But during that period, I didn't feel like we were playing the right way, yet we might have been scraping a win. But now, we're still win-loss, but we actually are playing better football, and that's probably the biggest positive. And again, another really important learning for the long term of our playing group is just not to get caught up on the ladder positions, all the permutations. Just focus on very much the process, the fundamentals, these types of things which you can control, you can work on during the week. And the other stuff, you just sort of let the media talk about it, let your mum and dad talk about it, family and friends, which that generates, you know, excitement about our game. But as a player, you're best not to buy into that stuff too much. You want to just clearly focus on what you can control, which is going out, training well, working on certain things, trying to actually get yourself in a really good mental and physical state to play AFL footy.
Harry Taylor with us. Last question for the morning, because he's been very kind. We're into the afternoon. Pete Ryan with the final one for Harry.
Good luck for the rest of the year. Half answered it, Harry. I was just wondering whether the ladder predictor gets a run down at the VFL today.
Yeah, not from my end anyway. I don't actually have the AFL app. I clearly
A little bit behind the times, all that sort of stuff. But most, some part deliberately, but I'm sure some of the players would be. I'm sure the coaches for sure would be looking at it. I'll just worry about Carlton, and after that we'll see who we end up playing.
Harry, just in case you decide to pull up stumps, we'll just get our Around the Grounds K-Rock reporter, Harry Taylor, at the VFL at the moment. If you can give us a score, and Wiley Buzzer just slotted one. Can you see the scoreboard, Harry?
Yeah, Wiley Buzzer's kicked a nice goal. Minute 56 into the second term. Williamstown 5-4-34, Geelong 2-4-16. Geelong probably kicking to, I would say, a two-goal breeze, the Geelong end of Avalon Airport Oval.
That's Harry Taylor live at Avalon for K-Rock footy, and there's his audition for next year. Harry, thanks so much for your time. Good luck against the Blues next week, and obviously with our K-Rock hats on, we hope it goes very deep into September.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the call today. Should be another beauty.
The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.